This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protesters will march in Aurora tonight to demand fundamental reforms to the city's police department after the death of Elijah McClain last year. His supporters decry photos that showed two officers reenacting the kind of chokehold used on McClain. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Family and friends of Elijah McClain stood at the site where Aurora police stopped him nearly a year ago. The incident led to his death. Earlier today, the Aurora Police Department announced that they fired three officers who took photos of themselves mocking his death. The family's lawyer said the photos are evidence of white supremacy at the department. They're planning a march to the department's headquarters tonight. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Public health officials are urging caution this busy holiday weekend, especially in Garfield County, where coronavirus cases have spiked recently and a third death was recorded. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The increase has been so dramatic that the county has not been able to move into the next stage of opening, even as much of the rest of the state proceeds. Garfield County Public Health has coined a new motto: more masks, more distance, more business. And the department is warned that if too many more people get sick with the virus, the state could enact further restrictions. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And families enrolled in the state's welfare program will get a one-time extra payment of $500. 80 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.